Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A year ago, this surprised us. Steve and I working a year ago, day one of the draft, night one of the draft, when the Bills had already selected Josh Allen in the first round, and then a little bit later on in the first round, the Bills traded up six spots to get our next guest. He's in studio with us, just coming off the field after today's version of the offseason conditioning program. Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds is with us. Hello, Tremaine. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, how you doing? You feeling good?
Feeling great.
Is it fun out there to be back, see all the guys?
Oh, yeah. It's great, man. We're out there working hard. We get into it.
You guys are in here early, and you're out of here early in the day too, because you know there's only so much you can do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about it. Is it a lot of conditioning, a lot of team building, and then
definitely, man,
a lot of meetings.
It's not too many meetings, but it's just about us coming in, getting the work in, making sure we're in shape. A lot of conditioning, a lot of heavy lifting, but it's really building a team. We use these phases to build this team. So, a lot of new faces in the building. So, everybody just becoming, close to each other and starting from here.
Maybe you just answered it, but what's the first thing you noticed when you got back at you? Now you're a full lap. You've been around the block once.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you noticed when you got back for OTAs
just the energy that's in the building around this time, because last year, I was training for the draft, for the combine, all that type of stuff. So, just seeing the energy, seeing how guys want to go out there and, just do the best that they can. Guys competing, guys coming to work, guys going to work. And, I mean, it's special, man. And, you can see that guys, really want to be great out there. And, I think that's great.
For you, Tremaine, it must be a totally different feeling from where you were the first days you spent here last year. And that was after the draft, I think about a week after the draft, right? The rookies come in. But now you come back with 1 year under your belt, with familiarity with the building and with your teammates and your coaches. It just must be kind of a comfortable feeling like, this is where I work. This is how I work. This is what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually a relief, right. But at the same time, I still got a long ways to go. I'm still trying to improve every day that I show up here. Whether it's conditioning, lifting, or, in the meetings, getting mental reps in. But like I said, I still have a long ways to go. We still have a long ways to go as a team as well. So we're just trying to take it one step at a time.
I want to ask you about the new weight room, the new player performance facility. But one aspect of it that I think I'm okay to ask this question, right? You and I noticed today we're walking from a meeting back when we walked by the performance center and the huge video screens on the window. They're not there for you guys to watch One Life to Live, are they? I mean, there's business going on those screens. I thought we detected kind of a meeting going on in the weight room with the huge video screen in front of you. What? How do you use that? What do you do there?
I mean, they do different things in there, but we just use the whole facility in there, just to get better. And as we go in there every day, whatever we're doing, that's the mindset going into it.
Do you think that building, the new weight center there, player performance center, will that keep guys here maybe a little bit longer in the offseason or get them back earlier in the offseason, knowing what a great facility they have to work out of now?
I mean, I think so. But, at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the player, whatever their plans. A lot of people have their own thing that they do. But, it's definitely all the resources you need, recoveries, even outside of the weight room, recovery stuff that they put in the building. But, they gave us all the opportunities we need, so – it's a great facility.
We've been talking about the facility for a couple of weeks since they opened it up, and even some of the draft prospects who've come in for pre-draft meetings have said, wow, the facilities are unbelievable. But I've said this a couple of times on the show, the weight room and stuff, that's the pictures everybody sees is the shiny weights, and everything lined up, it looks all good. But really, the nuts and bolts of it is the recovery stuff on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the stuff that's what you really need as a player. Certainly, you can spend a lot of time, but you can lift weights anywhere. You can go to a gym down the street and do that. But that recovery stuff is sets it aside.
Yeah, it definitely does. And, I think that's a lot of things, like you said, that people don't realize. They see the weight room, but that's something a lot of guys are already taking advantage of.
Because
like you said, man, we need that type of stuff to be successful. And, it don't really give guys reasons to go other places because you have everything you need here. They add a lot of new things. Even made some of the things they had already a little bit bigger so more guys can get in there, just more team bonding but recovering at the same time. But It's great, man. I'm taking advantage of it
and
now.
And for guys who use that a lot, guys like Lorenzo, you know, guys who have this routine where they do, you know, acupuncture, massage, they go, all the stuff that they do, there's a ton of it. Now they can do it here without having to pay for that stuff. Plus, it's convenient.
Yeah.
Just show up and go, you know, the same place every day. It's not like you have to go here for massage, go over there for acupuncture, go over here for light therapy, and you can't even find cryo stuff the pods and the, so it's all right here. So a lot of guys say, wow, this is the only place I need to be.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a huge enticement.
Exactly. It is. Like I said, man, it don't give you reason to go anywhere else because everything's here. You got full access to everything for free too. So
right.
It's definitely good for us.
Yeah. With linebacker Lorenzo's coming on the show later today. Tremaine Edmonds is with us now for the next just a couple of minutes here. One more question about the off-season conditioning program. You're 2 weeks in. It's just on-field conditioning stuff for the first couple of weeks. But things change a little bit next week, right? When you come back for the third week, don't they? What do you get into next week?
This would be my, phase two, you know, a little bit more meetings, you know, a little bit more on the field stuff. But, at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. You know, we still have the same focus going into it. We're going to take it a step at a time. Mental reps, you know, learning our system better. I think the biggest thing is building a team. And I think offseason is a great time to do it. You know, got a good opportunity, you know, with the new things that we have here. So, I mean, got to start there. And, I'm excited.
Describe to us now what it was like for you a year ago, the day of the draft, you with your family, you had a brother that goes in the first round right behind you. I mean, that it had to be an enormous event for your family. Tell us a little, what you remember most about it.
Yeah, it was. Let me start off with, we was at the draft. So, right. Just the energy around there, you know, just to see what happens on draft day.
Where was the draft last year?
It was in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was
in
Dallas, Texas. So, it was amazing. Had my whole family there. You know, had my coaches, a lot of people there, man. So, I mean, it's a feeling that we dream of our whole life. You know, this is what we go to work for. It's what we've been playing ball for. But it's really an experience that I can't ever forget. It's a little nerve wracking, but I mean that comes with it. You know, not knowing where you're gonna end up. But you know, I got my name called. Then. I had media stuff to do, and then, you know, here goes my brother.
Yeah.
So you could just imagine, you know, the energy that was going through that room with my family. And, you know, I saw a clip when, you know, they recorded me and my emotion and, you know, my reaction. But it was amazing, man, because I know how much he worked for it, you know. Know how much I work for just to see dreams come true. There, it's amazing.
You were 16th overall. The Bills, as we said, moved six spots to get you right. Six picks up. Did you have a whiff that something was up around that time? Did you feel like, oh, here it goes? I think somebody's coming up to get me now.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, okay, you know, they just I heard about the trade, so I was like, ah, could this be it? Mm-hmm. But like I said, during that time, it's just like I said, it is nerve wracking because you just don't know. And the whole night, you know, you just waiting, you know, just being patient, waiting your opportunity, waiting to hear your name called. But you know, when it's called, it's time, man. It's like, man, it's like this is really about to come true. And just hearing your name get called, it's really a feeling that it's hard for me to explain.
Did you think it might be Buffalo? Did you have enough contact with them beforehand?
I really didn't know where I was gonna go. Yeah. To be honest, but I was trying to figure that out myself, but.
Right.
You know, I'm happy here. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
And for today, I mean, Murph and I are going to come back on there. We're going to be on tonight for the first round. It's going to happen again. Talk to us about what you – I don't know if you can even remember, but once your name gets called, I mean, you're nonstop. Yeah. I mean, now you're doing this. You're doing this interview. You're doing that interview and saying, hello, here. You're taking pictures here. You're going here. Plus, your brother was just after you, and he started the same thing. It's almost like you get caught in your own personal whirlpool you can't get out of, right? So tell us about that 24 hours after your name was called.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't think the feeling really set in to, like you say, about the next day or two because you got so many things you got to do afterwards. So, you know, my name was called, you know, you go on stage, you do your interview and stuff, and then right after your names get called, you got to do a lot more interviews and, you know, take pictures and do things like that, sign some things. But, you know, like I said, I don't think you really realize it until a couple of days afterwards because that's when you really have time to think about, like, what just happened. You know, I think as soon as your name get called, you're in the moment. Like I said, you got all these interviews. You don't really have no time to reflect on nothing.
You don't have time to step back.
Yeah, you don't have time to step back and reflect on anything.
Yeah.
So, like I said, like a day or two, or sometimes it may even take a week, because even after that, you got to fly to your city, you know, do things right around the facility. But probably about a week or so, or even after you finish that, when you got some downtime back home, you just think about everything, and it's like, man. It's
only then can you really start to wrap your mind about what's next. You know,
yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a quick turnaround, man. So, you know, after you do that, then obviously you're going to be in contact with your coaches, and it's time. It's straight business from there. Like, you got to, you know, go through the playbook, learn the playbook, all that type of stuff. So, you know, because once your name get called, it's fun and games, but it's straight business after that. So you got to be prepared.
You were a little different, too, a little different than most guys. Obviously, your first-round pick. But you didn't – there was never a question like, okay, you're going to be able to sit on a bench and learn for a minute. You know, we're not – no, you were like – clink, right at the top of the depth chart. And they said, here's the – and they, you know –
here's the playbook.
They load you up with this playbook and said, you know, you're our guy. Let's go. And it's a little bit like drinking water out of a fire hose, right? It's a little bit overwhelming, the knowledge and the – and not only that, but the expectations that you had to feel.
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough, you know. But at the end of the day, man, it's a business. You know, this is what they drafted me for. So, you know, you just got to go to work. I mean, I keep saying the same thing, but you got to take it one step at a time. I mean, obviously, you know, you're not going to learn everything right then and there. So you got to figure out your best way of learning and, you know, get it down packed, because, I mean, that's just the reality of it. They expect you to get it down packed, and that's what you got to do.
Right.
We're with Tremaine Edmonds going into his second year of the Bills at linebacker. I don't know if we talked to you after the season, but as you look back at your rookie season, and yes, you were starting right from the start and, you know, relaying defensive signals, but was there a turning point when you thought, okay, I got the defense part down, I got the signal calling down, now I can start to play? I mean, you look at numbers even, if that matters, the tackle numbers, your second half of the season was really good. And December, I think you were, what, defensive rookie of the month in the NFL in December. Was there a point last season when you thought, I'm getting it now, I feel more comfortable?
Yeah, definitely, you know, towards the second half of the season. But, I mean, you know, I still have a long ways to go to for me to start playing the way I know I could play all the time. You know, I think the biggest thing is to be consistent. And, I mean, like you said, man, it's a lot being thrown at you your first year. But, I mean, you gotta take it and learn from it, you know. You're going to make mistakes out there. And, you know, that's one thing I had to learn, because, you know, I'm a guy that likes to be perfect out there. But, I mean, things are going to come up each game. I mean, it's never – even, you know, a couple years down the line, stuff's still going to come up. But, you know, I just got to take it, learn from it, and, you know, get better.
You were like – in a lot of ways, you're like a hockey player. You got drafted as a teenager.
Yeah.
You were 19. Now, at that point, you think, wow, but, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a hindrance because you didn't have an extra couple years in college or, you know, whatever. You're just older, seen more football, whatever. But I think at this point – you've got to think of that as an enormous positive. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that went into my decision, you know, some of coming out early, because, I mean, you know, I knew where I was at, you know, regardless of what other people may have thought, you know, me being young or whatever. But, you know, I knew where I was at. You know, I knew where my mind was at. So, you know, I knew I was ready for that next step. You know, some may say not, but, you know, I was ready for it. So, you know, I did it. And, I mean, to me, it wasn't really a big deal, as most people made it seem. Because I've always played up, so, mm-hmm. you know, I've always been one of the youngest ones out there. So, to me, it was just like, all right, let's take this next step. But, yeah. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but that's why I keep saying it's still got a lot of growth to do.
I grew up a little bit like that as well. Yeah, you got older brothers.
Exactly.
I always played with my older brothers.
Exactly.
It helps. It helps when you get older. Yeah.
Most definitely.
You got a 21st birthday a week from today, I believe, right?
Keep it between the lines now.
A week from today.
Stay in old man. Stay in your lane.
You'll be 21 and old man. Last question. 32 names coming off the board tonight in Nashville. If you had one piece of advice for any other first-round pick, offense or defense, about rookie year in the NFL, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, I think the biggest thing is stay positive. I mean, that's you're going to face adversity in your rookie year. It's going to be many ups and downs. It's going to be tough because, I mean, just like, you know, transition to college, I'm pretty sure it was tough for a lot of guys. But, I mean, you just got to stay positive on yourself. And biggest thing is patience. If you try to rush too many things that happen at once, I mean, maybe that's, you know, everybody's a little bit different. But for me, it was just, you know, staying positive, going to work, and, I mean, taking everything as a business, because that's what it is.
You going to watch the draft tonight? You have any favorites, any friends going?
Yeah, I got some people that's in the draft, you know, so I'll watch it, see what's going on, and, you know, see what happens.
It'll be fun. Yeah. Jermaine, thanks for
coming
in. Talking again.
Appreciate it.
Jermaine Edmonds, Bills linebacker, joining us in studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.